Welcome to the Good Mood Show. I'm your host, Matt O'Neill, and this is the Good Mood Boost. This is the part of the week that we pick you up and make you feel good with a tip from one of the experts. Today, it's Nick Drivis, who is an online personal development coach that focuses on building the best possible you to hit your next level. So let's go ahead and hear from Nick directly, and I'll be sharing my insights right after he talks.
What is going on? Name is Nick Drivis, 101. You won't find me anywhere else, and I specialize in helping people turn into their 10.0 selves. And for me, I had to go through this whole process myself first. I was a porn addict for 10 plus years, and it ruined my life. I felt like shit every single day. I felt weak as a man and just an individual overall. I had no confidence in myself, and I finally decided to make a change in July of 2022. And this change was what saved my life because I really wanted to commit suicide. It was do or die in this moment on July 27, 2022, to be exact. And I invested into a coach, and from there, I started to see life in a whole different realm, in a different lens. Before, I had a cloud wherever I went, this dark cloud over my head. And once I started to be around my coach, he started to teach me about diet. He started teaching me about fitness. He started teaching me about just a better mindset overall and becoming a better individual as well for myself. Everything just started to unfold naturally in front of me, and I felt way better about myself. And he taught me a non-negotiable daily process that now I apply to myself still every single day, and I never felt better. My porn addiction is gone. My food is so dialed. I love what I eat. I'm just a better individual. I love being in my workout and just creating the man, creating that character. When I'm in that workout, I'm in flow state and my vibe is so high. My frequency is at an all-time high, peak physical performance at that point. And it's just positive self-talk. And I just see that vision for myself. I see the man. I see that once weak individual to that man. And I'm still creating to this man, obviously, every single day as the journey just continues. And I've had massive success since then, where I was able to stop my porn addiction for good. All vices overall, like drinking, smoking, everything of the sort. And then also just my internal feeling and the energy that I possess anywhere I go. And also just business-wise, 10K plus per month compared to zero per month before July of 2022, where all this even began, where I was constantly running away from my problems, using the porn as that scapegoat instead of running into my problems, which was until July of 2022, where everything started to change. So that's what I encourage everybody to do is look at all the problems that you're having and actually run into them. Don't run away from them because that's only going to make your mood worse. That's only going to make your frequency stay the same in that low vibration that you're already in. So you just have to change the state that you're in. You have to change the environment. You have to change your circumstances. When you don't want to get out of the bed, that's the best time. When you have all these problems, when you have nothing going your way, who are you then? Who's the character? Who's that 10.0 you? Are you going to crack? That's it. Don't tap. Just know that you have all these strengths under all these weaknesses that you're having in your life or in that moment. That's going to define you. That's going to be the best you or the worst you. And it's up to you to make that sacrifice, to make that choice. And that's where you find all the answers because you get out of that, you're in that bed. You don't want to get up. It's nice and cozy and you're tired. It's cold outside. You don't want to go and hit the lift. You don't want to get, it's all nice and warm. You don't want to leave the bed. And then you leave the bed. First thing, boom, that alarm goes off. And then you go and hit that workout. Boom, that's two wins under your belt. You just raise your frequency. Do you understand that you're going to feel so much better compared to when you were feeling like just so tired in the bed, you didn't want to leave, like all these things, and just when you wake up too, you naturally just feel negative. Like you have a negative thought pattern. It's not going to be positive sunshine and rainbows. It's always going to be like, oh, I don't want to get up. All these thoughts start running through. And once you get up, once you get out of that bed, you are running into your problems. You are getting out of the circumstance that you're actually in. You are figuring out, you are getting to the root. Because once you get to the root, it's actually changing the turning point of your trajectory onto the path that you are supposed to be on and the vision that you are doing every single day through your actions. So once again, when you're in that workout and you see your rep by rep, you're seeing the person that you're creating, the vision for your life, the person that you are just overall, the person that you're developing in this process. So that's me. I'm a personal development coach. I don't call myself a life coach. I'm only 23 years old. So I have some experience under my belt, but it's more about personal development because that's what helped me when I was in my situation back in July of 2022 and I had nowhere to go. And I really wanted to commit suicide in that moment on July 27th to be exact. And I didn't want to make a change for a while. And then I finally said, conscience was calling me and it's like, yo, you got to do this. And then I went to that coach. And then ever since, I've just been developing that character over the process and cutting all vices, anything that doesn't serve me, to my higher self, to be my 10.0 self. And now that I've healed myself, I can now heal others and teach others the program that saved my life. So that's who Nick Drivis is, and how he can help you is going to be on Instagram. You can shoot me a DM for coaching. Definitely would love to have you on the team and we can talk there and figure everything out. But I appreciate being as a guest on here and mad love to everybody. I hope everybody has a beautiful day. Hope everybody crushes this week. It's Monday and mad love. That's it. So thank you once again and see you around. Peace.
Man, Nick Drivis bringing the fire. I love his energy and his enthusiasm and his passion. You can just hear how passionate he is in his voice and in his cadence and in his energy that he's bringing to his words. And you know, this is a really real, raw, authentic, and vulnerable guy. You know, just admitting, hey, porn addiction is a big shadow. It's a giant dragon for just about all men to slay. I think the statistics say 80 to 90% of all males, adult age males, look at porn at least at some point in time during the month. And it's an addiction that I had to slay myself a few years ago. And it's something that I think Nick hit a really good, the nail on the head with it. It reduces your confidence because you know that it's the darkness. You know that it's not what you want. You know that it's something that's making your life worse and yet you don't want to admit it. And so what he found was that reduction of confidence from continuing to do something that he knew was dark and was not helping his life was actually like hurting everything in his life. And I love the change. You know, and he talks about a change by bringing on a coach, and his coach focused on three simple things: get your diet right, get your fitness right, get your mindset right. And he started to have non-negotiables. And you know, this is a really interesting thing. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you've got a pornography addiction and you don't think that that's affecting your marriage, or you don't think that's affecting your relationships with your children or with the people you work with, you're fooling yourself. It is. Because this dark thing that's holding you back in this area is holding you back in all these areas. So Nick then started to say, okay, well, if I'm going to let go of that vice, I'm going to let go of the next vice. He said he let go of smoking. He said he let go of drinking. And then he started to lean into positive vices, going to the gym. He talks a lot about fitness and how he's shaping himself into the man that he wants to be. Then he said, hey, how I do one thing is how I do everything. So now I'm approaching life at the gym super high. I'm approaching my diet at a super high level. He said, my frequency is so much higher. All of a sudden, his money went from zero to 10 grand a month because the frequency of how he's doing his new things on a high success platform is bringing success in all these other areas. So love Nick's energy, 23-year-old man that has totally flipped his life around. And what an inspiring story. I hope that you are taking away something from this. If there is a vice, and it may not be pornography for you, it might be alcohol, it might be drugs, it might be you know, it might be oversleeping. It might be neglecting some things you know that you want to do to take care of yourself, like eating a good diet or working out. If you've got something that you know you should change, make a change today. Take Nick's advice. Go ahead and say, all right, I'm done with that thing. It is a non-negotiable, and I'm moving my life in a positive direction because as I make this one small change, everything will change. So, man, Nick, thank you so much for bringing your energy today, and I hope you guys enjoyed it.